our King of glory. We praise you this morning. We bless your holy name. As we go into all this morning, we pray, Lord, that you come down in our midst and you have your way. I pray you yet do a new thing in the lives of your people. Thank you because, Lord, it shall be another time of turning things around for your people. Thank you, Lord God. In Jesus' name we are prayed. Praise the Lord. Praise the living Jesus. I want to welcome us to the last Sunday in the month of November, and especially our Thanksgiving Sunday. Let me confess that consistently for some time now, every time I watch our drama unit minister here, I keep giving glory to the Lord for the strength, for the grace that He's upon them. They have ministered powerfully until this morning. And I pray that Lord will increase His grace upon their lives in Jesus' name. This morning, I'll be exhorting you on what I call rejoicing in hope. Rejoicing in hope. The Lord gave me a message that I should tell our people and the household of God in Cedar, that for the remaining, you know, for some time, we have been talking about divine intervention that has been the focus. And the Lord told me that I should tell you that as we are moving and approaching the end of the year for the main part, we should praise Him more. That even as we go into His presence, as we enter into His presence, that we should praise Him more. We might have been praising Him before, but now I'm telling you that God is saying He's demanding more of praises from us. And we are going to see Him move on the behalf of the mighty name of Jesus. So this morning, I'll be talking on rejoicing in hope. And I will take my text from Romans chapter 12, verse 12. Romans chapter 12, verse 12. And it reads, rejoicing in hope, patient in tribulation, continuing instant in prayer. Three things. Rejoicing in hope, patient in tribulation, continue instant in prayer. But you know, when we sometimes look at a situation, the prayers we are praying that seem not to be answered, and the kind of tribulation we are going through, sometimes it becomes difficult to rejoice or even hold on to any strand of hope. And I was asking myself, what is hope? Hope is said, repeated several times in the Bible. But in the mainland language, what is hope? And I look at the dictionary meaning of hope, and it says that hope is the feeling that what is wanted can be had, or that events will turn out for the best. The feeling that what is wanted can be had, or that event will turn out for the best. Meaning, you are longing, you are expectant, you are yet to have it, you can still have it. The event might not be going well with you. Things might not be going smoothly.
Things might be going the way you don't expect. But hope will let you have the feeling that the end of the day, things will turn, events will turn out for the best. But let me say something. When hope is dim, faith is weak. Do you agree with me? Anytime your hope is dim, your faith becomes weak. And when your faith becomes weak, your strength becomes feeble. And when your strength is feeble, you cannot stand. And when you cannot stand, you are not in a position to embrace your miracle. But this morning, the Lord wants to rekindle your hope. This morning, the Lord wants to renew your hope. This morning, the Lord wants to strengthen you in hope. And that hope is built on Christ. Little wonder, that song, my hope is built on nothing else than Jesus Christ, his righteousness. On Christ, the solid rock I stand, all other grounds. God is still the hope of his people. So if there's anybody this morning who is finding it difficult to rejoice in the Lord, who is finding it difficult to really be happy, I want to encourage this morning that it is time to rejoice in hope that is pinned on Christ. Psalm 43, verse 5. What does it say? Let's read quickly. Psalm 43, verse 5. Or maybe you project it for me, or I read from here. It says, why art thou cast down, O my soul? And why art thou disquieted within me? The psalmist was asking himself, can you give me the Amplified Version? Let's read in Amplified Version. Amplify. Can you project Amplify for me? Do you have it? Okay, if you cannot get it, let's continue from here. Or can you bring my iPad? Let me read from the Amplified Version. Give me my iPad. Bring my iPad for me. Yes. Hallelujah. Now let me read from here again. Why are you cast down, O my inner self? That was my Amplified Version says. Why are you cast down, O my inner self? At times people are in the church, they are singing physically, but the inner self is cast down. The body is dancing to the rhythm of the music, but the inner side is sitting on the chair, weeping and crying. Why art thou cast down, O my inner self? And why should you mourn over me and be disquieted within me? What's the meaning of disquiet? Lack of peace. Anxiety. Fear, trepidation, trouble. That's that the meaning of this. Antonyms or synonyms now for disquieted. Why are thou disquiet? Say, now look at me. Hope in God and wait expectantly for him. I want to say to somebody this morning, you are disquieted. There's lack of calm. There's lack of peace. There's anxiety. The year is coming to an end. I want to tell you, hope in him expectantly. Hope in God and wait for him expectantly. live. Remember, I said that when the hope is dim, the faith will be weak. And when the faith is weak, the strength becomes small or feeble. But hope in God this morning, you that it is quieted, wait expectantly on yourself, for I shall yet praise him. This is the part that actually excites me most. Why was Psalmist sermonizing for his inner self? Because he said, for I shall yet praise him. There's no reason evidently now for me to praise him, but I know I will still praise him. That's confidence. That is hope. You will be looking for a job, and yes, come to hand, you are still jobless. You shall yet praise him. God, our Lord will visit you. You have been waiting for a spouse, maybe a brother or a sister, but you are yet to have it. Wait. You shall yet praise him. You are looking for the fruit of the womb. You are looking for one thing or the other. You are yet to have it. Don't worry. You shall yet praise him. Why did he say that? Because he said that because he knew that his help is coming. Now let me just read that. Let me finish it. For I shall yet praise him, who is the help of my. No, he put the amplifier put that. He put sad in bracket. Who is the help of my sad countenance? The help of what? Of my sad countenance. My countenance is sad, but help is coming. I said unto you this morning, help is coming. Tell somebody help is coming for me. Tell another person help is coming for me. He said, the help of my sad countenance, my God. I want to tell you this morning, help is on the way. Help is on the way. Therefore, praise the Lord. Don't worry about what is around you. Forget about it. Don't bother about what you are yet to have. Forget about it. Don't forget about disappointment you're having. Forget about it. Why? Help is coming. So when you wake up in the morning, stand up, praise the Lord. When you go to sleep now, stand up, praise the Lord. When you come up in the heat of the day, stand up, praise the Lord. Praise him, praise him. King of glory, praise him. Praise him, oh, hallelujah, amen. Praise him, praise him. King of glory, praise him. Praise him, oh, hallelujah, amen. Praise the Lord irrespective of your situation. As we are come for this Thanksgiving Sunday, I want to forget about what we are going through or what we are passing through. God said we should spend more time to praise. Let me tell you one thing. When David saw that they were bringing the Ark of the Covenant to the city, why do you think he was dancing? He was dancing because he knew that help was coming. Physically speaking, you know, the wife taunted him and said, why is it? When you look at the rationale behind the thinking of the wife, you might justify her to an extent. This was the Ark of the Covenant that they took to battle. And when they got to battle, they were defeated. Do you remember? And when they were defeated, the two sons of the light of Israel died on the battlefield. The sons of Eli. As if that was not enough, by the time they attempted to bring back the Ark, Husha, one of the trusted people, touched the ark and died. That was another calamity. So they are stories of sorrow, stories of woes about that ark. So why then was David dancing? But David realized He looked beyond the story. He looked beyond the history. He was able to see the revelation of the help coming. I said to somebody this morning, look beyond your story. Look beyond your history. See the revelation of the help that is coming to you. And help shall come to you in the mighty name of Jesus. Therefore, you should praise him. We must never buy into the analysis that the enemy might be giving us why we don't need to praise him, why we should be sad, why we should be sorrowful. Because sometimes the enemy paints the picture so vividly that if you look at the picture, just see the hope is gone. Let me tell you, for anybody that has God, your hope can never be gone. Your hope can only be gone where God is gone. And because God can never be gone, your hope can never be gone. So anybody who think you as a child of God, you have no hope again, that guy, that person is a goner. Not you. Don't listen to the analysis. Don't read the story that the enemy is writing for you about your life. Sometimes the enemy is writing the story of our lives and he opened the pages for us and he wants to ask all you to use our own mouth to read it out. Look at something in the book of Ruth. Look at the story that the enemy painted for Naomi to let him know that the hope is gone. Ruth chapter 1, verse 11 to 14 quickly. Luke chapter 1, verse 11 to 14 quickly. And Naomi said, turn again, my daughters. Why will you go with me? Are there yet any more sons in my womb that may be your husband? Verse 12. Turn again, my daughter. Go your way. For I am too old to have an husband. If I should say, I have hope. If I should have an husband also tonight, and she also bear sons. Verse 13. Will you tarry for them till they were grown? Will you stay for them from having husband? No, my daughters, for it grieved me much for your sake that this the hand of the Lord is gone out against me. Look at the story he's writing about himself. No hope again. The hand of the Lord is against. And look at verse 14. And they lifted up their voice and wept again. And Noah kissed her mother-in-law, but Ruth clave unto her. The enemy made Naomi to realize there was no more hope. And Oprah brought into that story that hope is gone. But Ruth said, your God shall be my God. The woman had a revelation of the help that was coming on the way, which none of the other people had. This morning, the Lord will give you a revelation of a help that's on the way for you that others might be blind to in the mighty name of Jesus. When you feel depressed, when you feel the hope is gone, why do we have suicide today? Why do people commit suicide? Last week, a young man was about to take his life. He already taken the poison to kill himself. And they quickly sent to me to come and intervene, that what could we do? And they sent me the suicide note that the boy wrote. Let me read for you. He says, sometimes we breathe without living. And life sometimes isn't worth living. I am totally fed up with life. Things just keep going wrong and it doesn't seem to want to end. Well, I'm going to end it. Don't bother looking for me because I'll be long gone. Just remember, I love you. This is a young man in the university. This is a young man looking for a bright future. This is for a young man initially who came to the campus with the hope of hugging a bride tomorrow, but at a time he came to the conclusion that he was breathing without living. And life isn't worth living. When hope is gone, when hope is dim, I say the word, your faith becomes weak and your strength becomes feeble. Never allow the enemy to take out the candle of hope in your life. Never allow the devil to tell you that your all is gone, your all is finished. The Bible says, rejoicing in hope, patient in tribulation. God knew that, yes, there will be trouble, patient in tribulation. And why the prayer is going on, continue instant in prayer. But the devil wants to turn it around. It will take you out of prayer. It will take the patience and make you to be panicking and be anxious. And then once that happens, hope has no place to stand again. There's no hope again. That's what the enemy tries to do. Let me tell you, why do you want to pray again? Let me tell you, it's not going to get too late. Instead of panic, be patient. Instead of no weeping and crying, give thanks. And I tell you this morning, and I want to assure you this morning, that the Lord will visit you. Even for the remaining part of this year, as I take this passage and then we are going to pray, and we'll praise the Lord. You will praise the Lord even before the end of this year and come to give testimony of the faith of God in Jesus' name. I don't know who the person is. I don't know those who are concerned, but I know that even some of the people sitting here this morning, they are going to share testimony of some new things in their lives before the end of this year. I don't know who the person is. I don't know how many, but I have assurance that even as you are hearing this morning, there's at least somebody or some people who will still come here to give testimony of certain things that are new that God is going to do between now and the end of the year. As we go to pray, because today is our Thanksgiving Sunday, I want you to read Joel chapter 3, and from there I'm going to close. Joel chapter 3, verse 16 to 18. Joel chapter 3, verse 16 to 18. Remember, I'm talking about rejoicing in hope. Rejoicing in hope. Joel chapter 3. Can you project Joel chapter 3, verse 16 to 18? Verse 16 to 18. For the Lord also shall roar out of Zion. What is Zion? Zion is a place of deliverance. For anybody who is craving, who is longing for one form of divine this morning, the Lord will roll out of Zion. Bible says, on Mount Zion, there shall be deliverance. And also, Jacob shall do what? They shall possess their possession. This morning, on your behalf, the Lord is rolling out of Zion. And he said, and utter his voice from Jerusalem. What is Jerusalem? Jerusalem is a house of peace. Jerusalem is a place of fulfillment. Jerusalem is the presence of God. Is there somebody this morning with disquiet? Just like Samuel said, why are thou disquieted within me? There is disquiet within you. There's lack of peace. Because this morning, the Lord is running and utter his voice. Out of Jerusalem, you will know peace. You will know joy. You have a new testimony. Because the Lord is uttering his voice unto your life. Out of Zion, and speaking peace where there's no peace. And speaking calm where there's anxiety. In the mighty name of Jesus. And he says, and the heavens and the earth shall shake. Why? Will the heaven and earth shall shake? Because there are going to be alignment and realignment. And lies will fall unto you in pleasant places. In the mighty name of Jesus. Anything that is making your testimony to be delayed. Bible said they are going to be shaking in the heaven and on the earth. Something needs to be shaken. Something needs to be displaced in heavenly places, in the firmament. Something needs to be arranged on earth so that lines will fall for you into place. If there's anything, any shaking that's needed in the firmament, in the heavens, any shaking that's needed in the earth for lines to fall onto you in pleasant places, that will happen now in the mighty name of Jesus. And you will share that testimony for the other in Jesus' name. And it says, Father, but the Lord will be the hope of his people. God will be the hope of. If God is your hope, if God can never be gone, your hope can never be gone. Anybody, I say again, who thinks your hope is gone, as long as you're a child of God, that person say goner. Of his God is the hope of his people and the strength of the children of Israel. Those of you who some people don't have enough strength to fight again. But this morning, the Lord says, I am the strength of my people. The strength of Israel will strengthen you in the mighty name of Jesus. The next verse, verse 18. Before we go to pray, what does he say? Verse 18. And it shall come to pass in that day that the mountain shall drop down new wine. Hallelujah. It shall come to pass before the end of this year that the mountain shall draw down for you new wine, new wine, new wine, new wine in the mighty name of Jesus. That new thing you are expecting, that new testimony you are longing for, that new height you are aspiring to, that new wine you want, the mountain shall drop there unto you before the end of this year in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. And he says, and the east shall flow with milk. Hallelujah. East will flow with what? With milk. What is milk? Milk is for nourishment. Milk is for refreshment. Milk is for succor. Milk is for satisfaction. Anybody who needs succor, who needs fulfillment, who needs satisfaction, the Bible says, now, and I decree unto you, the mountain will flow, the hills will flow, we make for you in the mighty name of Jesus. What happened? When people take me, it calms your nerves. Am I right? Sometimes when you want to sleep, they say maybe you take a cup of milk to calm your nerves, to cool your system, to give you succor, to give nourishment. Some of you have been malnourished since the beginning of the year because of struggles, because of battles, because of the wars that are waging. But now, from now onward, mountain and hills will begin to draw milk to nourish you and take you out of your malnourishment spiritually and otherwise in the mighty name of Jesus. And he says further, and all the rivers of Judah shall flow with waters. Hallelujah. And the fountain shall come forth of the house of the Lord, and water shall water the valley of Shittim. Water will flow. Are you ready to draw? Water is flowing. Are you ready to draw? Water is here. Are you ready to draw? 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 Can you stand up here and say, now I come to draw? We come to draw. We come to draw. We come to draw. Because water is flowing. Water is flowing. To water the valley of Shittim. Water is flowing. To water the valley of Shittim. Are you ready to draw? Can you sing unto the Lord that we have come to draw? Scorching heat of battles, of wars, of need, of want. But because the water is flowing this morning, you will get the refreshment and the scorch will stop in the mighty name of Jesus. Waters of refreshment, waters of joy, waters of peace, waters of lifting will flow into your life now in the mighty name of Jesus. From this water you will draw. You will be filled. You will be satisfied in the mighty name of Jesus. Alagbara ni baba. Alagbara ni yoma. Alagbara ni emi mima yo se tawawe.
Alagbara ni baba.
Alagbara.
Alagbara ni omo.
Alagbara.
Alagbara ni emi
yo se tawawe.
Praise God fully because there's a sign of incompleteness. Your testimony is not complete. Your joy is not full. This morning, I pray whatever is required, whatever is needed for your joy to be complete, the Lord will accomplish it right now in the mighty name of Jesus. I decree into your life before the end of this year, the Lord will do a thing that will cause to have a fullness of joy in the mighty name of Jesus. Yes. Every birth that is your life, every birth that is your story, every birth that is your heart, that is making your heart to be grieved, that is making your soul to be disquiet, that is taking calm from your life, the Lord will take it away and complete his work, his testimony in your life in the mighty name of Jesus. This year, new thing will come your way. You will hear praise him. You will sing new song. You have new testimony. In the mighty name of Jesus, you will rejoice in hope. Your hope will not be dim. Your hope will be rekindled. Your hope will be renewed. In the mighty name of Jesus. Father, we thank you. Lord, bless your name. In Jesus' name, we are praying.